Timeout Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
Come with me to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Heinz Field. The Cleveland Browns trying to avoid the goose egg, trying not to make that donut, that zero associated with not winning a single game in 2017. And say what? Early in the third quarter, the game's tied 21-21. I see you, Cleveland Browns, trying to keep up. But the Browns couldn't keep up with.
You know what it is. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Juju and them feet. Juju and them feet. Juju and them, Juju and them. Juju Smith-Schuster returned the kick 96 yards to the end zone. That gave Pittsburgh the lead. The Browns couldn't make up the difference. Pittsburgh won 28-24. The Steelers have the number 2 seed in the AFC playoffs. Cleveland, with a record of 0-16, goes to the crib as just the second team in NFL history to not win a single game during the season. The Detroit Lions distinguished themselves that way in 2008. So, you know, Cleveland absolutely could not wait for 2018 to get here. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year. In college football, Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield has been sick, but he has been practicing for the Rose Bowl. It's Oklahoma and Georgia going at it for a shot to play for the national championship. The winner of that game plays the winner of the Sugar Bowl. It'll be Alabama against Clemson. It'll be the third year in a row those teams have met in the college football playoff. The last two seasons, those two teams played in the national championship game. This time around, they're meeting for an opportunity to play in the national championship game. The Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl are on New Year's Day. The national championship is January 8th. Now, fly with me to the United Arab Emirates, where Yelena Ostapenko beat Serena Williams in an exhibition match. It was Williams' first match since giving birth.
I've had a lot of comebacks from surgery, foot surgeries, knees, but I've never had a comeback from actually giving birth. So in my eyes, I feel like it was a wonderful, wonderful match for me.
Williams had a little girl in September. The baby's name is Alexis Olympia Ohanian Jr. Oh, I'm serious. Alexis Ohanian Jr. And she's a girl. Her daddy's name is Alexis Ohanian.
In the middle of the match, I like looked over and I was like, is Olympia okay? Because usually I'm always with her. I think being a mom is something incredibly special, and I've embarked on a really good journey, and it's probably the best journey of my life, and I love it so much. You know, it's pretty awesome. I think everything is so much easier for me to approach having my daughter at home waiting for me, and I don't have anything to prove, but I just want to go out there and play. I'm not done yet.
For more, log on to urbanmediatoday.com. That's urbanmediatoday.com. Keep connected from the fields to the stands. I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Timeout Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.